Your ability to persuade others is one of the most powerful resources you will ever discover. During this eye-opening podcast, you'll join Wayne Sutton as you uncover the secrets of influence based upon science and proven in the real world.
Okay, guys, today, influencing others begins by influencing yourself. And that's how you impact the world. So today we're going to jump into some notes. I want you to grab a hold of this. These are five steps I want you to write down. We're going to discuss this. And again, I'm going back to a couple of notes from my mentors and actually things that I have been focused on over the last, the last 6-8 months. These are the five steps to accomplishing anything that you want in life. And that sounds very, very, very bold. But I remember Les Brown once asking, you know, is it probable? Is it possible? Is it possible? Is it probable? Is it worth it? I'm not going to try to do Les Brown impersonation here. He's the best at being him, right? But I'm going to give you five steps. And this is really what I call five steps to accomplishing anything you want in life. These five steps have helped me have a wonderful marriage. These five steps have helped me in ministry. These five steps are helping me, and I say helped and helping because we're always growing. So help me in business. Number one, so you need to listen. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, I want you to do two things. Number one, I want you to hit the share button. Let somebody else know about this. Reciprocity is real. Giving back unto others is real. Okay, somebody needs to hear this. Number two, I want you to grab a pen. Grab a pen. Write these down. Number one, step one, real simple, and that is decide what you want to accomplish. But the word decide there is a big word. That word decide, if you go back to the word decide and go back to what it really means, it's not a, hey, do I want this or that kind of wishy-washy, you know, straddle of the fence kind of word. It really means to cut away. To cut away. Think about circumcision. I mean, this was a word that we use, decide, decree, to cut away. It was to cut away all other options. I talk about this more in ministry, but I'm going to talk about it a little bit here. Decide what you want to accomplish. Decide what you want to accomplish. And for you, it could be, hey, I want to increase income 20% this year. I want to increase revenue 20%. I was talking to a business owner the other day, very, very successful here locally. And he said, Wayne, I'm at 9% profit for the year. 9%. That's after everything. We got a 9% profit margin. And I'm like, hey, what if you could move it to just 10, 15%? What would that do for you financially? What would it do for the company? You know, what would it do? So it's like, if that's his decision is to go from 9 to 15, then that's a decision. Maybe you say, hey, wait, I want to double my income. I want to triple my income. I want to double my giving. What is it? I want to lose 30 pounds in the next, you know, in the next 90 days. Whatever it is for you, decide what you want to accomplish. Pretty simple, right? Maybe. But to decide means to cut away all other options. Step two. So step one is decide. Step two, define. You need to define exactly what actions it will take from you to achieve that. And here's the key. If you do not know, that's okay. That's why you have coaches, mentors. That's why you invest. You pay someone else to show you the shortcut. But define exactly what actions it will take from you to achieve those goals. Now, because you can have a hope, you can have a dream, but if you do not have a plan of attack, a plan of execution, a plan of achievement, then you really just have a dream instead of a goal. You got to have a plan to it. So step one, decide what you want. Step two, define exactly what action. Now step three is back to decide. So decide, define, decide. Step three, though, is decide if you're willing to pay the price. If you're willing, count the cost. Are you willing to pay the price? Are you willing to pay financially? If I wanted to learn something, like I just hired a coach, something I wanted to learn. And I wanted the shortcut. I wanted the shortcut. So it had to be two things. Am I willing to pay, you know, I think it was $5,000. Am I willing to pay $5,000 to learn this? And not that I couldn't probably learn it on my own over time, but I'm willing to shortcut that time. I'm willing to pay $5,000 from somebody that's got a proven methodology, and I'm willing to do the work that the coach tells me to do. Am I willing to do it? Now, it's not just am I willing to pay financially. Am I willing to put in the time, the energy? Am I willing? Like, here I am recording this podcast before I jump onto my meeting this morning, my calls and helping people and coaching people. Am I willing to take the time out of my daily schedule to do this podcast? But decide if you're willing, because if you're not willing, you'll get frustrated. If you're not truly willing to do everything required, you'll get frustrated. Does that make sense? Count the cost. Count the cost. So step one, decide. Step two, define. Step three, decide. Step four is monitor the results. Monitor the results. I have a friend doing a carnivore diet to overcome some health issues and lose weight. And he's like, okay, so let's look at the carnivore and decide what he wanted to accomplish. Lose weight, reduce inflammation, and at least do carnivore for a season. I'm not going to get into the what diet you should be doing. But for him, he defined what actions it would take. It'll take a massive change, cutting out alcohol, cutting out the sodas, cutting out even the vegetables, cutting out the breads, all the flour-based product, all of that. It's got to be cut out. Beef, butter, bacon, eggs, cheese, it's animal products, okay? You can bind it. Now, decide if he's willing to pay the price. Is he willing when friends are going out and then having Taco Tuesday? Is he willing to pay the price and say no? Is he willing to say, hey, I love this, but I'm willing to just do this for X amount of days? And then step four, monitor the results. How do you feel? How do you feel? What's your weight loss? Is there any changes in your body? If the monitor the results, I want to lose 30 pounds in 90 days using carnivore. How are you? 2 weeks in, 3 weeks in, 1 day in? What's it look like? How are you feeling? Monitor the results of your actions. Step five, continue. Okay. Continue to take the actions and never stop until the outcome is realized. Now, back to the carnivore. Maybe you're 30 days in. You're 30 days in. You're 60 days in. And you're like, okay, I'm not going to meet my goal. Why not? Is there something that either A, you need to modify? Maybe you're not eating enough. Maybe you're eating too much. What is it that you need to modify? Or B, with the goal realistic in the beginning. Okay. So I have people come to me a lot and say, Wayne, I want to earn $1 million this year. And I'm like, gotcha, cool, great. We're in March. You want to earn $1 million. Where are you at? Well, I've earned 15,000. Okay, then we got a long ways to go, okay? So set goals that are realistic. If you're going to decide upon something, is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. People have done it before. Is it probable? This kind of got back going to Les Brown. You know, it's here I am. Is it possible I could go and start a basketball career at this point in my life? I guess it's possible. Is it probable? No. Is it probable? Am I willing to pay the price to do that? Absolutely not. So a number of years ago, I had a friend that came to me and said, Wayne, I'm getting older. I want to, he had a photography business. I'm going to sell part of my photography business to this person. But I wanted somebody to mentor. I want to show you how to do it. We live here at the beach, and it was just beach photography and scenic. He said, I'll show you how to do it. And so, you know, you can make $100,000 a year just going around taking pictures. And I'll show you how to sell them, sell the prints. I'll do all of this. And he didn't want anything for this. He just wanted to be able to leave his name, his legacy, his methodology to someone. Was it possible that I could do it? Sure. Buy some camera equipment. Was it probable I could do it? Absolutely. I had the men here that's done it many, many decades. But was I willing to pay the price? Was it a passion of mine? No, curiosity, but not passion. Was I willing to walk away from every other venture and do this? No. So that's where you've got to ask yourself. So these five steps. Step one, decide what you want to accomplish. Step two, define exactly what actions it will take from you. Step three, decide if you're willing to pay the price. Otherwise, you'll get frustrated. Step four, monitor the results of your actions and make corrections. Step five, continue to take actions and never, never, never stop until the outcome is realized. This will change your life. If you look at these five steps and go, well, I'm not willing to do all of that for this goal, then that goal is not for you or not for this moment. So maybe at another time. Okay, guys, hope this has been helpful for you. I want you to really write it out. If you are one of our clients, let me know. Let me know. Like, hey, Wayne, this is what it is. And we'll work on those five steps together. Go out there today. Influence yourself, influence others, and impact the world. God bless.
Go to yourpersuasioncoach.com for more powerful resources on how to influence yourself, influence others, and impact the world.